the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and the fish, is recounted in all four of the Gospels. That means that this was an incredibly important event in the life of Jesus' ministry, and that this miracle has something for us, has some spiritual lesson for us to learn. Notice how St. Matthew describes in great detail the action of Jesus. Jesus takes the loaves and fish. He blesses them, he breaks them, and he gives the bread and the fish to the disciples for distribution. Take, bless, break, and give. This fourfold action, these four verbs, prefigure what Jesus will do at the Last Supper. Fast forward to that night in Matthew's gospel. He says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and giving it to his disciples, said, take and eat. This is my body. This fourfold action of Jesus is so important here in the gospel. And each of these actions have a little something to teach us, a spiritual lesson to take from this gospel. So let's take a look at this action of Jesus. First, he takes the offering. The offering here seems so small, so meager. 5 loaves, 2 fish, 5,000 men. That would have been hardly enough food for the disciples to have eaten dinner. But yet Jesus accepts this small offering, and he accepts everything that is willingly given over to him. God loves to work with that which seems so small and perhaps even insignificant. In the context of the majesty and the wonder and awesomeness of God, we might feel so small. You might think, well, does God really care about me and my life and my problems? But he does. He wants our small offering. What seems small to us is big to him when it's freely given over to him. Jesus takes this offering and he blesses it. This blessing of God is freely given. We don't do anything to merit it. We call this blessing grace. Grace is God's free gift to us. The first reading today from the prophet Isaiah is one of my favorites. Isaiah is calling out. He says, all who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come and eat. Without paying and without cost. How often do we think that we have to do some special song or dance for God to pay attention to us? Maybe we think we have to find that special combination of prayers to say every day and then God will answer us. But Isaiah says that the gift is freely given. Come, come without condition. It's God's free gift. But then on the flip side of that, Isaiah says, why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? Sometimes we can go chasing after things that fail to satisfy us. Money, power, privilege, pleasure. Perhaps we're chasing after addictions that are ultimately harmful for us. We're spending our money on things that will never satisfy. We might be out chasing after all of these things, but God's blessing is free, abundant, there for the taking. And then Jesus, after saying the blessing, breaks the loaves and the fish. The bread and the fish needed to be broken so that they could be distributed. If they weren't broken, maybe seven people would have been able to eat. But they're broken and 5,000 eat. At times, we need to be broken in order to be built back up, to be built back up and filled with God's grace. And this is hard for us. It's hard because sometimes we have to reach our rock bottom to realize how dependent we all are on God. Or perhaps we have to come to terms with the fact that I have to repent every day. Repentance is a part of the Christian life always. And again, that can be hard for us. It's true that the invitation is free. God loves us as we are. He wants us to come and receive. But the invitation is to a higher place, to something better. We may not be able to receive all that God has to give to us because our vessel needs to be built up. The second reading today from the letter to the Romans, Paul goes through all of those things that on the surface seem to separate us from the love of Christ. And what he's saying is that they actually don't separate us, but rather they build us up so that we are able to receive more of God's grace, to learn to rely more on that free gift. So rather than separating us from him, they actually allow us to be filled more and more with that grace of God's blessing. And then finally, Jesus gives. But notice how he gives. He gives the food first to the apostles, and then they feed the crowd. This is an image of the church. The church as the distributor of the graces, the blessing of God, contained in the teaching, contained in her sacraments. And we receive this food from the tradition of the church, from the successors of those apostles who fed the crowd. And the fragments left over, they fill 12 baskets, symbolic of the 12 apostles, signifying the church that contains the spiritual food. Take, bless, break, and give. This action is reflected in the Eucharistic sacrifice of the Mass as well. The bread and the wine are given, blessed, broken, and then given back to us. And we're not passive spectators in this event. It's not like watching something on television. We're meant to participate in the Eucharistic sacrifice by offering ourselves. That as that bread and wine are offered on the altar, we offer our lives, we offer our bodies as a gift to be given, to be taken by Jesus, to be broken so that we can be built back up, to be blessed, and then to be given. My friends, as we receive Jesus today in the Eucharistic sacrifice, as those watching online make your spiritual communions today, let us offer our lives on this altar so that God may bless us, God may fill us with his grace, and that he might send us out, he might give us forth to be a blessing in our world.